This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
They need to get a lot younger, and they keep getting older. Think about the insanity of that. I hear you, and it hurts me.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Warren Moon, coming up in 10 minutes. Hall of Famer Warren Moon.
You will not be my quarterback during that interview. That's my quarterback.
I know you like him. He's a great quarterback. I liked him, too. I was a Houston Oilers fan.
And he wore my favorite number on a sports jersey.
One?
Yes. Oh, damn, E.
Guru, let me
Real quick. I got to get Evan.
Oh.
It's Evan and
that's
I
right
now.
You, were, you wanted to come around down.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm listening, walking around with the family yesterday, and Evan's my guy, has my back at every turn dealing with you.
Liddell.
And Evan says to the masses here in the Bay Area, and my son asked me, Dad, what did he mean? He goes, I had the Odyssey app on. Rules don't really apply to Daryl the Guru Johnson. And it hurt, Evan. Can you just kind of expand on what you meant by rules don't apply to me? Because I told my son, I don't know what he means.
So the context of the situation was Steiny was wearing a Wolves shirt, and he tried to drag you into it by saying you wear a Cowboys jersey on a Bay Area station all the time.
I'm from the Bay.
You are, and we know that, and we love you for it. Doesn't take away from the fact that you do wear an opposing enemy's apparel a lot, especially during football season. So Steiny's trying to use this as a shield for himself, and I'm saying, in this specific situation, it does not apply to you because you are grandfathered into that fandom and that jersey. And Steiny using you as an example of why he thinks he can get away with the crap that he tried to pull yesterday is completely irrelevant.
All right, Evan. That, man, the thing that I thought Evan was, I was like, that's my little brother. He hurt me. But that explanation will get to the Johnson household.
Well, but I also do believe that different rules apply to different people.
Oh, wow. Guru.
Well, because you have,
I affirmed
Jordan rules.
I affirmed the rules are different for you. There's just no doubt about it.
I don't talk about the boss on the air.
Do you want some examples?
You do. Do you know, I would be fired if I said things about the
boss. I'm like Barkley. I've been grandfathered in because of my age.
Oh boy, you've written something down. Go ahead.
Rules don't apply to you. It's why, it's one of the reasons you're so damn lovable.
Snitches get stitches, Donnie. Where are you going?
You're allowed to storm the court.
Well,
for you, when your son's team wins a game, when another kid hits the buzzer beater.
Okay, real quick. What actually was wrong with that?
That's the point.
We're the alumni, the parents. I told my kids, you're my favorite players. I just got caught up in emotion watching the game. It went in. Zach hit it. Zach Chan. And I ran on the court. I did get some dirty
looks. You were in the huddle. You were in the scrum with the kids.
All right. I got you.
For example, something like for example, there's a rule, Evan, you know it, you're an accredited media member. You know, when you're wearing a media press pass,
sure,
you're not supposed to cheer in the press box.
Now, hey, we got our new guy here,
but
you have in front of him. I don't do that. Come on, Steiny. Never have in 12 years.
What about this? Here's why the rules don't apply for you. You can actually get away with saying something like,
"Oh,
yeah, it wasn't Debo's fault last year. It was Kyle Shanahan's. He didn't use him right." You could get away with a statement like that.
You fired Kyle Shanahan 3 years ago.
No, that was after Trey Lance broke his ankle.
That was the best thing that happened
to like
Trey.
Jim Brown. That's all. I had no beef with Kyle. And real quick, guys, the Brian that I talked about was our former producer who worked here over a year, and I still stay in contact with him because I like my teammates and everybody I come in contact here at 95.7 The Game. I thought he might have been at work.
He's a former teammate.
And always a teammate in my book. I didn't know if he had a new job, and he was taking a low profile, so I didn't want to say his name, but he barked back at me like, "Hey, dude, I work with you." So that's Brian that had that Debo thought.
Okay.
Say hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Well, like, you know, the 143. Only you could bring that up on the air.
And benching 400 pounds.
No, oh my gosh.
Welcome back, Goo.
Yeah. It's 350, and it was one time with the spot. But the 143, I think I'm closer to a job.
You got to take the test.
Nope, I can't wait. You never lose the knowledge. It just goes. I cannot wait.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
And thanks to Mark Willard.
Will.
Debo Samuel was traded for a fifth round pick. Now, what does that tell you? If I just gave you those all facts, right. Debo Samuel was traded to Washington for a fifth round pick.
All right, I got you.
What does that tell you? What would you infer from that? Just that.
All right, it's twofold. One, when I saw Debo in Tampa Bay go after the punter, and I'm the only one that went after it and called him on the carpet because I thought he was being wrong, and Kyle disappointed me by having Debo's back, but he did that just for the locker room or what he thought he was doing for the locker room. I didn't like that at all, and it tells me Debo, when he went to Twitter and talked about why he's not getting the ball, that let me know Debo had became a big, big problem. And that's why you let talent go, even if you think it's decreasing for a fifth-round pick. So I'll leave that there. That's why I believe he had to go, Steiny, because he, behind closed doors, I'm not in the know, it's just pure speculation, I feel like was becoming a bigger problem amongst his teammates, and I know that thing did not go over with all of his teammates, especially when you weren't handling your business. So when you get to that situation as a player – and the productivity starts to wane, then you get shipped out for much enough.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Productivity addition starting to wane.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Okay.
I told you that.
The bottom line is the 49ers thought Debo Samuel
was feeling himself.
I know. He was declining. He was a shell of himself.
But okay.
And the Washington Commanders said, you know what? We'll take a shot at this guy for a fifth-round pick that's not going to harm.
But what about if he became a problem? Do you allow that to any of that to be fact? To where his ego, Sonny, he called out basically Kyle and the quarterback.
I don't believe.
I'm open.
I don't believe Debo Samuel is any more or less of a problem that way than Bosa, than Ayuk, than who else? Who Kittle? How about Kittle saying, "Well, the ball doesn't find me," or whatever. Like,
you put all that under
the
same.
You do not trade a guy simply because of that, or they would have extended Ayuk in the first place.
Yeah.
The 49ers thought that he's either done or close to done. They figured,
let's see
if we can get him. We can get rid of him or trade him. The Commanders are like, let's take a shot at this guy. Fifth round pick, that's not going to hurt us.
But you brought up Willard and Dibbs. I vividly remember we had the conversation. There were a few times, and I was a guy that did not like Debo before, I accepted maybe he's slipping or there's some slippage going on. I didn't like him returning kicks. But when he had success at it, Stoney, Debo, and there were a few games, including the Buffalo game Sunday night, to where when he has a ball in his hands and that motor is going, it's like, good God, I felt like defenders were getting out his way. So I came in, they brought it up like he's not done. So we'll see what he does in Washington. And like I said, they got a lot of weaponry, I think more than what the Niners are dealing with right now. But I do believe Debo's ego allowed the Niners to get rid of him sooner than later. That's just me. And I'm blown away that you think that tweet, when he was having, quote unquote, a down season, had the dropsies. We're talking about even in his heyday, he led the league in drops. That a tweet like that, that you're okay with saying I'm open? I thought that was like, dude, the audacity
for
you.
You know how many receivers do that? Every receiver in the league does that.
But do you know what you're doing when you – do you know who you're calling out when you send that out?
Of course. Okay. I mean
– So he might have been ready to go.
I mean, how long is the list of wide receivers who have complained? I mean, Kittle and Ayuk essentially have done the same thing.
But a little different. A lot. I'm going to say a lot for Kittle, Stoney.
We got Warren Moon coming up in 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame quarterback. And we'll ask him if he likes the Purdy contract and where
the direction of this team,
where he thinks the 49ers are right now in terms of Super Bowl playoffs.
Did you like
also
my answer?
Ran
transition? They're in a state which can still, you can make the playoffs and go on a deep run. But would you give me something for transition?
Sure, it is. I think it is a transition.
It still drives me to question mark of, you know, how much of one? Is it a good one or a bad one? And I guess you said it, coming off a 6-11 season, for whatever reason, is not Niner standards under Kyle after the first couple seasons.
How many years? Kyle's been there 8 years or seven? Eight. He's been there 8 years, and I believe he's missed the postseason or the playoffs in half of those years. I might be wrong. He missed them the first two. Then he missed them 1 year when Garoppolo got hurt, and then he missed
the high ankle
year.
Sprain.
I'm going to say 4 for 8. Made the playoffs 4 of 8 years.
Because you had that list growing.
How does that, like, when you put it like that, how does it sound? Yeah, Kyle Shanahan's been here for 8 years, and they've made the postseason.
But the highs have been.
4 of those.
Yeah, but those four that he made, 2 of them were Super Bowls. The other was an NFC championship game with a mystery relevant on the fly, driving to the stadium said day, not knowing he was going to get in, and knocked it out to park. So I'm not giving away participation trophies, but Stoney, I will never forget how close, if the Niners don't win a Super Bowl for the next 10 years, I will never forget how close they had come to hoisting up that Lombardi trophy.
Yeah, he's made the playoffs 4 of 8 years. 4 of 8. Those are just facts. But
the Super Bowls don't matter. The 3 NFC championship games
don't matter. They do matter to me. They don't to you unless you're trying to make your point about the 49ers. But you know what? In your mind, they have won two.
Yeah.
And the Warriors have won 6.
Not a stretch, though. Klay doesn't get hurt. Durant doesn't get hurt. They mop the floor with Toronto.
Do they? Siakam was making a fool out of Draymond Green.
And to Draymond's credit, and I got good news about Draymond, Stoney, he'll be in studio on TNT.
Here?
On the set. No.
Oh.
He don't deal with us. For the Indiana-New York Knicks series. So he'll be in Atlanta getting his groove on. So we'll be able to see Dre.
Good.
You think they're going to give him some business about that prediction? I'm sure. He guaranteed it.
Rules are, you know, he's like you. Draymond's like you. The rules don't apply to him. Hey, I guarantee we're going to win a championship. Yeah, we didn't. No biggie.
Oh,
no harm,
boy.
No foul. No harm, no foul.
He put it out there.
888-957. Oh, text line.
Give it to me.
You know, not only did they got off Debo's salary, too.
Yeah.
We got Ernie Chavez with a super chat. He's a Doobie Award winner.
Yeah, it says.
Oh, God. We love you, Ernie. According to Guru, the Warriors won it this year.
How?
Exactly.
Oh, he's saying the Steph injury. No, that's too big of a stretch. We're talking about the finals.
Ernie doesn't think so.
Let me tell you what Ernie sent on Friday. I wasn't here. He had footage.
Wait, Ernie Chavez?
Yeah, sent it to me personally on my IG. Video of me talking about bench pressing like 3 years ago. And he goes, "Goo, here it goes." He had the receipts. And then, of course, I stay consistent. It was the same as what I'd said to you all, but he's a bad dude, man. Like the Pentagon with all the information he can get. CIA?
Okay. I got you.
Why do you know Warren?
Yeah. We're endeavoring to get Warren Moon. Yeah. But the Purdy cat. Let me ask you this.
I think he earned it.
Earned what?
That money already.
Who?
Purdy.
Brock Purdy.
Yeah, I thought I heard you say Purdy contract.
I wanted to talk about Purdy and not Fred Warner. Yeah. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station and home of the Golden State Valkyries and Warriors, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. Now, the one thing you said about the Purdy contract was you believe that he's been paid. How did you phrase
it? For what he's done. I mean, you talk about had he not been ready, it would have been, Stani, oh my gosh. Guys might have been fired. Jobs on the line. Calls breaking here at the station. Brock Purdy just accepted it like he was Joe Montana and let him do a Super Bowl and NFC Championship game. How much is that worth? Saving the coach's job. And I know I'm putting a little more on it, but that's how I look at it.
Well, I mean.
And he didn't ask for everything?
I hope that's not why he got it.
We'll never know. That's
why he got the deal.
And this is the worst part of it if I'm a Niner fan. Has he had his best chance to win a Super Bowl? Has that come and gone?
Well, I think they had better chances the last 3 years than they do this year.
No doubt.
But I don't know about next year or the year after that.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, speaking of Warren Moon, if we get him, we're hoping to get him. You hear what he did?
No.
I think this is something, and I love you, both you guys, but I don't think Evan or you would do it.
What? I cannot wait to hear.
He's allowing his number one to be worn by Cam Ward in Tennessee. What? I knew you wouldn't do it. I knew it.
Do the Lawrence Taylor. Make him earn it. These kids are getting everything they want in junior high.
It's a number.
It's a number that comes with, that means something. You got to live up. Well, you know what? Michael Irvin does it with 88.
How many titles did Warren win in Tennessee? I forget.
It was Houston's time.
I know it was Houston, but that all the more reason why the Tennessee. Did he ever play for the Titans?
I would want to say no. But yeah. Houston.
Why wouldn't they just retire his Oilers number one? And then there wouldn't be a number retired in Tennessee. Wouldn't that have been the way to do it?
What if you leave here and they hire some young hotshot and he's got the same last name as you and he goes, "I want to be Steiny."
Go ahead.
And they call you. He would be like, "Hell no."
Dude, there is another Steiny. He does a podcast. It's this young punk.
Steiny, stop.
I swear to God.
It's not Steiny.
Yes, it is. He's one of these
young
I'm serious. There is.
Do you happen to know, is he from Cali?
I don't know where. You know what? This is where our listeners
we got to get him on.
Some of the podcasts he does are a little.
Political or sports?
No, more like a little seedy. And you know me, I'm a family man, and I don't like that kind of thing. Ernie Chavez coming down your road.
No, I just gave him love. Called him the GOAT.
Hey, when we get back to the Niners, you happy with the Fred Warner contract? He's now the highest paid linebacker.
Yeah.
You got him?
Oh, cool. How can you not be, Stani?
All right.
How can you not be?
All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Let's welcome in Hall of Famer, great quarterback, Warren Moon. Warren, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys. How are you doing today?
We're doing great. And let me start out with Brock Purdy. And outside the fact that, you know, he got paid an exorbitant amount of money that you know, players in your day obviously didn't make, is he worth that contract in today's NFL with what quarterbacks are getting paid?
I think so. I think if you look at...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
What he's done over the last 3 years or the first 3 years of his career, you'd have to say that. And that's the way quarterbacks are judged right now. Whether you're in the, you know, if you're in the top 10 quarterbacks in the league, you're going to get paid, you know, the average of somewhere in that top 10. And that's kind of what he's being paid right now. I'm sure there's a lot of arguments that have been made about the amount of talent that he's had around him during that time. But show me a quarterback that doesn't have a lot of talent around him, and I'm going to show you a quarterback that's not very successful. He's had probably a little bit more talent around him than most. You know, he has something like, what, 5 Pro Bowlers on his offense and maybe another 3 or 4 on defense. So it's a very talented football team, but that's not his fault. His job was to come in and do what they asked him to do as far as managing the football team, getting the ball to the right people, making big plays when he needed to, and he's done all of that. So he deserves to be paid within those top-tier players.
Hey, Warren, a pleasure to have you. You know, I got to be honest. There were a lot of Mondays I came in after Niner games, and I'm not blaming Purdy for taking a step back. That was a collective, the whole team. But, Warren, I know 1 or 2 throws don't make a game, but I told my partner, you know, there was something mechanical. That ball looked off just, you know, from the start from Brock Purdy in certain games last year. Can you share with us what you saw from him mechanically this year compared to years past?
Well, I think he might have been being rushed a little bit more. you know, last year. I think because he didn't have the protection that he had always had, I think he felt maybe he had to get the ball out there a little quicker than he normally had to, and he rushed his mechanics a little bit. And, yeah, the ball maybe didn't come out always the way he wanted it to. But I think if you talk to everybody on that football team, they would all tell you they didn't play up to their expectations last year, and he being one of them. So I think he's being dissected a little bit more only because of where he was drafted. I think if he was – you know, a number one draft pick or whatever, I don't think he'd be looked at as closely as people look at him. But every time he does make a mistake, I think everybody wants to critique him a little bit more than normal.
Warren Moon joining us on 95.7 The Game, Hall of Fame quarterback. Warren, I don't have your contract numbers in front of me, but I got to believe there was a time when you got a substantial raise because your play exceeded your contract. Did you feel any extra pressure, let's say, after you got a big raise or a contract extension?
You know, I really didn't, because I felt like every time I got an extension, I had proved myself and deserved it. And now it's just a matter of going through the next exercise and the next period of time to show that I probably should get another extension at some point. So right. You just keep trying to raise your level of play in order to make your salary go up, because of course we play the game to win. We play the game to play as well as we possibly can, but we also play the game, you know, to make as much money as we possibly can in the short period of time that we have to play. So it's all relative, and it all goes together.
Hey, Warren, let me ask you this. When we talk about these offensive coordinators that are head coaches like McVay, Andy Reid, and even Kyle Shanahan for that matter, is it fair for me to, you know, a guy like me just from afar to say, you know, he's very important to Brock Purdy growing or what he's going to do? Or where do you draw the line where it's up to Brock Purdy when he's out there taking the snap? How much of it is, you know, the head coach's responsibility who calls the plays to put him in a position to succeed? Is that fair to Brock that I'm saying Kyle's a big part of that?
Yeah, there's no question. Kyle or whoever the play caller is for any quarterback is a big part of it. And it starts earlier in the week, and also starts, you know, earlier in the off season and all the way through your training camp and that. You guys have to be on the same page as to what your quarterback does best, what he likes, what he doesn't like. Those are the things that need to be implemented into the offense, and some things need to be taken out. So when you get into the game, when a play comes in from the sideline, you almost know what's going to be called in those situations because you've practiced it so much throughout that week. And you also have the ability to change that play if you really don't like it. But most of the time, the play that comes in, you're going to like because you've already practiced it against that situation. So it's just a matter of you now taking that play that you've practiced all week long against that situation and making it work by your execution of it. So a lot of the blame goes to the quarterback if it's not executed properly, but that play has been gone over and over and over, not only on the field, but also in film study, so you know what's going to be called most of the time.
Hall of Famer Warren Moon joining us on 95.7 The Game. Warren, I'm interested, and I know you still have a keen eye on the Seattle Seahawks, and I'm just wondering, you know, for the past two or three years, the San Francisco 49ers have felt like they had a Super Bowl window. I don't know if they do or not anymore, but they've lost a lot of their name players, Hufanga, Ward, Deebo Samuel, Leonard Floyd, Greenlaw, etc. They re-signed Kittle, Warner, and Purdy. Like, if you're a rival of the 49ers, what are you thinking about their offseason in comparison to who this team has been the last two or three years?
Well, it's obvious that they've lost some players. There's no question about it. But they still have a pretty good core of players on that team. I think you left out Ayuk. I think you left out, the running
Trent
back.
Trent Williams and McCaffrey. Yeah.
I mean, you left out, you know, a couple of really good football players. So it's up to the management, the general manager, and the coaches to bring in players to replace those guys. And if you can do that, maybe not to the level that some of those guys you left, but some players that are very comparable, you have a chance to, you know, keep winning. And I think they've done that. And I think if you look at their schedule, it's not one of the toughest schedules in the league. So I think that's going to be a big help to them as well. So there's no question that the 49ers can be right back in the upper echelon teams of the league if they win certain games, especially in their division against the Rams and the Seahawks and the like.
Let me ask you this. If you're a Seahawks or Rams fan, are you more scared or less scared of the Niners heading into this season?
I think going into the season, yeah, you definitely are a little bit more frightened. But you also understand that this is a team that's very fragile. And if any of those guys get hurt, they don't have the depth that they used to have. And I think that's one of the biggest problems is because of the salaries that they have right now, they're not able to establish the type of depth that you need that when somebody key does go down, can you replace him? Not maybe the same quality, but at least solid quality at that depth position. And that's where I think they suffer the most by the size of some of their salaries on their football team, that they're not able to pay a bunch of other guys to create that depth that you need over a long course of a season.
Warren, I don't have to tell you, it's kind of funny how sports work. A few years ago, I felt like this Niner offense was Deebo Samuel. I seen him do it on the biggest stages, you know, in the playoffs and the Super Bowl, and now he's traded for a fifth-round pick. When you got that news that he was no longer a Niner, can you share with us your thoughts and what happened to where have teams caught up to the Deebo package per se?
You know, I think I saw it coming, and I think a lot of it was because of injury. He just wasn't on the field as much as he was during that dynamic time when he was, you know, doing everything with the football. Because of those injuries, they tended to go different directions with the way their offense was going. And when you have two wide receivers, when you have an Ayuk that you had just paid a bunch of money to go along with Deebo, who was already being paid very well, and he's not giving you the production that he was, it was just a matter of time before they found somewhere else for him to go. So you know, that's just kind of part of the way the game goes. If you're not producing and if you're making a lot of money, you're probably going to be either released or traded or something like that, and you move on and you try and make a name for yourself at the next place. So I'm sure if he's healthy, he will make big strides for the Washington Commanders. And whoever the 49ers put in his place, hopefully he will step up and make those type of plays. Maybe not like Deebo the way he did it, but at least make big plays for their offense in other ways.
Warren Moon joining us on 95.7 The Game, Hall of Famer. Let me ask you about the Seahawks. Last year they won 10 games, didn't make the playoffs. They have a new quarterback in Sam Darnold. Like, what are they going through right now, Warren? And do they expect to be a better football team than last year?
You know, they did win 10 games in Mike's first year, and I think that was a pretty solid start for him. Now he has a chance to see where he needs to improve his football team, and I think he's done that on the defensive side of the ball. He's made some really good pickups in the offseason. I think they had a really good draft. And then you bring in, you know, one of the top quarterbacks in the league last year in Sam Darnold, who's got a chance to really take this team to another level. So I think a lot of what their success is going to depend on is if Sam plays well on the offensive side of the ball, because I think their defense will be even more improved than it was last year, and this team has a chance to maybe win, you know, another 10, maybe 11 or 12 games this season.
Warren, I got to be careful here because my partner and I, we get in radio fights, Warren. It happens every so often, and one of the biggest defeats I took was when Andy Reid left Philly. I didn't say he was a winner. You know, I thought he left a lot of chicken on the bone, goes to Kansas City, and now look. And I say that to say – Kyle Shanahan's been there twice, and Warren, I swear, I feel like they should have won both games. They didn't. But how much pressure and how big of a deal is it for a head coach, an NFL head coach, to not just get close, to get over the hump for a guy like Kyle Shanahan and his brilliance?
Well, I mean, that's what you're judged by in this league is how many championships you win. And he's had a chance to win a couple, and it hasn't happened for him. But I mean, he lost to some pretty good players. He lost to some pretty good coaches. You know, Andy Reid is going to go down as one of the best coaches to ever coach in this league. You know, Patrick Mahomes is going to go down as one of the best quarterbacks to ever quarterback in this league. So I think there's no shame in losing to those guys, but you definitely want to win those games, especially when you get to the crown jewel of them all, the Super Bowl. And he'll always have that to look back at, especially if he never wins one. But hopefully he'll win one before he's done.
Let me ask you this. If you were playing in the NFL right now, would you want to play in the Olympic football team?
I don't think I would want to play. I'd want to take my time off that I have and rest, especially if I'm later in my career. But I'm sure there's a lot of guys that would love that opportunity. The thing that really scares you is, you know, when you get out there as an NFL type player, you only know one speed. And you're going to go as fast as you possibly can, and you're going to do everything you can to try and win those games. There's a lot of possibility of injury in those games, and you don't want to put yourself out there and injure your body to where it's going to really affect your NFL career, because that's the most important. But I understand players wanting to be a part of that. I understand them wanting to win a gold medal for their country, but they also have to worry about the health of their body over the course of a long 17 and it might be 18 game season by then. Who knows?
Hey, Warren, we've had the luxury of talking to you a few times, and I don't know if you remember, but I referred to you as my favorite quarterback still of all time. But let me tell you why you have that mantra. For you to let Cam Ward wear your number, I mean, that just talks about who you are. Can you just share with us your decision in that? Because we see some other guys say no to the young pups.
Yeah, you know, a lot of it had to do with the fact that I've had that number now for 50 years. I wore it starting way back in 75 or 6. And I had a good run with it in college, went to Canada, won a bunch of championships, came into the National Football League, and became a Hall of Famer. So I think now it's time for a young guy that a lot of his journey really reminds me of the things that I went through trying to play quarterback for him to get to where he is. And he wore the number one when he was in college, and so it means something to him. So I felt like, coming from the same organization, even though it wasn't the same team, he's got a chance to start something with that number at the Tennessee Titans organization and start his own legacy towards, you know, what might end up being a Hall of Fame career for himself. So that was one of the reasons why I decided to let him use the number. Even though he's not wearing a Houston Oilers jersey for the rest of his career, he's wearing a Tennessee Titans jersey, but he is wearing the number one, and hopefully he'll make something special happen out of it like I did.
Oh, no. You're the man.
Yeah, great,
that's a man.
Great gesture, Warren.
Great
really,
character.
Really is. Hey, Warren, thank you so much for joining us. You've always been real generous with your time with us, and we really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it. I'm sure we'll talk down the road.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Warren Moon joining us on 95.7 The Game Hall of Famer. One of Guru's favorite quarterbacks of all time.
Yeah, Stoddy.
I was a big fan, too.
Yeah, he came in an era where black quarterbacks were taboo. You know, he had to go somewhere else. Just think about that now when you look. I know we can be here for hours when we talk about race, but you look at the plight of the black quarterback now, in the NFL and college, Donnie, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
So I'll say that's progress.
Yeah. And yep. And he and I,
we, man, well, we that's a real one.
I mean, we now have something in common, Warren Moon and I. I was more than happy in high school and college to allow somebody to wear my number after I
You didn't have a number. We asked you. Remember?
I had many numbers.
Yeah, then that means you didn't have one. Evan, if you got more than one.
I would have been inducted with probably, you know, number 20 or something like that.
So you selfishly took multiple numbers is what you're saying.
No, numbers didn't mean, numbers are numbers and number, no. Numbers didn't mean, you know what my father said? Now, my father was old school. He said, son, the number doesn't make the player. The player makes the number.
I kind of.
And so I was never really attached or married to a particular number.
Why, though? That bothers me. The great movie director, Evan's about to go see Sinners with his brother.
You guys have seen that 9 times.
I've seen it 3, about to be 4.
You got to see it once.
Ryan Coogler played football, Stoney, and wore 17. Guess why?
Why?
Chris Mullin was his dude. Oh. And he got to tell Mullin on that. I saw that on the pregame show.
Yeah, real quick, you know, in the
I
same.
I thought that was a great gesture.
I said that.
Well, you just moved on.
Yeah, I did.
I know what you're doing.
In the same. What was I going to say? Oh, shoot.
My bad.
In the same vein, you were talking about Sinners. You know, in the same vein that you don't tell Jimmy Butler how to play basketball, you don't tell me what movies to see.
Dude, you got to see it,
I won't.
Man. And we believe you won't.
No, I.
We really got to the reason.
You saw Freaky Tales. That shocked me.
That's because it was playing during the day.
I only see matinees.
I mean, Guru said, hey, Steiny, what do you say we go see Sinners Friday night? Friday night?
You're 21.
Friday night?
Like, what are you going to be doing?
I wouldn't see a movie on a Friday night if you paid me.
Well, at first I thought it was because, oh, you know, he's got something going on. And then he realizes,
like, dude, you're not 18.
He only goes at 1 p.m.
Oh, man. Hey, I tell you what. Yeah. If you think I'm ludicrous, shout out to the rapper in Atlanta about my Jimmy Butler take. I just got sent some sound to Dwayne Wade, the great Hall of Famer, going in on Jimmy about how he approaches the game. I'll just leave that there. Go find that.
Well, can we play it on the other side?
I didn't send it to Evan. I just got it.
I think I can speak for a lot of radio listeners. That's one of the most frustrating things you can do to a listener. Hey, Steiny, did you hear what this guy said about this guy? It's unbelievable. It's incredible.
We
don't have it.
Oh, we got it. All right, so we got it.
You want to do it now or do you want to do it on the other side?
By the way, you just put the clock on me, Goo. I came up with that in 16 seconds.
Wow.
I didn't like the way he just approached the game. Like, I know Jimmy is a pass first guy. I know he's about getting his teammates the ball and want to see them shine. But it's a point where you're getting 60.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't working. You got to go.
Yep.
He won't look at the basket. And I've seen this before. I've seen it in the Heat jersey. And so, you know, in a sense, like when Pat come out, Pat say, we want to get you an extension, is not always because of injury. Sometimes it's, I need to see what you're going to do in every moment. Not just in one moment. We saw Jimmy in the bubble. He was a dog.
Yep.
I saw Jimmy in another finals too against the Denver Nuggets, and he did the exact same thing he did the other night. He did not look at the basket.
Right.
I don't want to see that. Like Jimmy Butler is too good of a basketball player to not have his imprint on the game. And sorry, sir, when it's time for you to take over, you just have to. And even if you can't do it from the standpoint of you ain't making no shots, I don't care.
All right,
shoot.
Yeah. Go to hell, ball.
It's bad offense if you're not shooting. Getting too close in that paint and not putting that ball up to that basket, that's bad offense.
Yeah. I want to melt because sometimes you make me think I'm crazy. Wow. That's from D. Wade. I can take you going 1 of 20.
But
not to 1 of 5.
He won't do that. What Dwayne Wade is saying is that's not who he is. And he's never been that. Like, he has been playoff Jimmy.
In the bubble.
But according to Dwayne Wade, there are also times where he doesn't want to shoot 5 for 19. 888-957-9570 is the number. We can talk more about Jimmy Butler. And we're Warrior fans, and Daryl the Guru Johnson sold a bill of goods on Jimmy Butler. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment brought to you by the San Francisco International.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Airport.
Shut up! It's called following the team.
That's
it's
not
what
following
we do.
The team.
I follow on IG.
I hear you, and it hurts me.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Good to have you back, buddy.
Yeah, I'm sad.
How come?
I'm down.
Why?
Because when I think about the Olympics, you asked Warren, and I'm glad he said what he said. I think about track and field, Jesse Owens, all the success that we've seen from the great athletes throughout our time, FloJo. Flag football's not an Olympic sport. I don't want that. Just stop. We got too much free time for somebody to go call a meeting and say, you know what? Let's add that to the flag football, which I love flag football. It's not an Olympic. Hey, what you gonna medal? What are we doing? We got too much downtime. That time could have went somewhere else. Evan, flag
there
football
is
in the Olympics?
How do you feel about video games?
I'm a gamer.
They're in the Olympics.
Guru, do you realize that part of the whole Olympic story, the whole Olympic saga, is they introduce new sports? Do you like skateboarding? That's an Olympic sport.
Yeah.
Baseball was not an Olympic sport until recently.
But you know what I mean?
Golf was not a sport originally in the Olympics.
This is a D-list Olympic sport. You know what I mean. You got the Winter Olympics and the... Flag football.
How about synchronized swimming?
Hey, man. Yeah, swimming's for real. What's my boy used to blow the trees? Phelps. Yep. Y'all thought I...
He was not a synchronized swimmer.
Still, he was in the water. Aquaman.
Is that what you were going to say?
Yeah. Tell them the dumbest trivia question I ever, in radio history, I gave you during the break.
I'm going to be honest with you. You got me on it.
I asked him, can he name? I looked at Roger Goodell.
I'll bet you,
none
of those. No.
Both of them know. I know the new guy. No, Evan knows too.
He looks at Roger Goodell on the TV and goes, I don't even know what you say. He gets a lot of money for doing nothing. He goes, can you name two other commissioners of the NFL? And I said, of course.
And I didn't.
But I couldn't. I could only name one.
You two, now these two young dudes know.
No, I think I can only name MLB commissioners, honestly.
There have not been a lot of NFL commissioners.
Evan, I'm shocked. And the new guy, I'm shocked.
Paul Tagliabue.
Okay, that's the last one.
I can't remember the one in the 70s,
Pete Rozelle. I remembered Pete Rozelle, but not Tagliabue.
Yeah.
Okay, baseball commissioners. We can go around. Kennesaw Mountain Landis.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Bowie.
Bowie Kuhn.
Your turn.
What?
We're
the dude in the Hall of Fame that shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame.
Steroid era?
Yeah, they had
Sam.
That. No, I got you.
Sealing?
First name?
All right.
Bud.
I'll say...
This is where I get mad.
Peter Uberoth.
Good call.
Who the hell was that?
I think he was a baseball commissioner.
I'm going Giamatti, Mark. Yeah.
I like
Giamatti.
Paul.
Yeah, right. I'm done for the day.
Oh, my guy. Oh, no. I want to say Connie Mack, but he's not one. I'm done.
Well, you have Manfred.
Yeah.
Oh, Rob. Yeah. I thought the current one was off limits.
We named the big boys.
Goo, you've been on your game today.
Please. I just missed you guys, man. Like, we really, truly, I have a job that I miss my guys. Like, Friday, I go there. They're out at the cafeteria, whatever I was doing with the family.
Oh, we had a big crowd out there.
I meant to check in.
Big crowd.
More than three.
Anyway, I'm back.
Antonio in Oakland this ought to be good. The same guy who a week ago said Warriors in five. Hey, Antonio, good to hear from you, my main man.
Hey.
Oh, man. Yeah, so, of course, like I said, the Warriors, you know, we lost because of injuries, man, at the end of the day. And I don't want to hear nothing about Jimmy Butler did this because of the bubble. Because when it comes to LeBron James, I don't hear nobody say nothing about, oh, well, that was the bubble. People act like it's real. So if you're going to give Jimmy Butler some flack because of the bubble, say the same thing for LeBron. 2020 doesn't count, like I always say. Anyway, you know, but at the end of the day, man, you know, Kuminga, you showed that he was a star, and Steve Kerr got to get the blame. He has to. He never gets the blame for some reason.
Wow.
Like stop giving this guy passes, man. Like, he should have played Kuminga, and if he did, he would have played great against the Rockets because his best games of the year was against the Rockets. We would have probably won in five games then, and Steph would have had less wear and tear going into the Timberwolves series, and we probably would have still be playing right now. Give Steve Kerr some blame. And just like somebody named Steiny said, George Kittle's not a great receiving tight end.
Oh,
and he's
whoa.
Third all time in every tight end's first 8 years.
He's a better blocker. He's a great blocker.
Yeah, right on, eh?
Great blocker. Antonio in Oakland.
Yeah,
there he is.
And as much as I love Kerr because he's my top five head coach, maybe a 30 for 30 will come out and we'll find out what Kuminga really did for him to be a bump on the pickle. And then for that series where you only won one game, look like a young, in regard to hops people, Dominique Wilkins, and this is what was bothering me. My buddy Squirt just sent me a text, Donnie, and I want to change my answer. I would not trade Kuminga for Nasri.
Okay.
He ripped me on that one.
Hey, Evan? You. I got something for you.
Okay.
Do you respect Justin Jefferson?
I love him.
All right. Well, this is just from Justin Jefferson on flag football in the Olympics and the NFL being able to participate. Quote, to be honest, I'm at a loss for words. To think about the chance of playing in the Olympics and getting a gold medal, it's a dream.
Did anybody tell JJ it's not pads, it's flag football?
It makes it better.
Sorry, stop.
A chance to represent your country.
You know what they used to have, real quick? Yeah. You need to sit this one out. On Treasure Island, every year, Evan, air it out. And it was a flag football jamboree. And my guy, Rick Bradford, I was quarterback. My boy, Vic, we went out there. We didn't win, but we got close. Stani, teams and athletes everywhere, and I was QB. I had the Randall jersey, number 12, green.
Guru, when are you going to realize? And now we have the when are you going to realize? And now we have the latest piece of evidence from Justin Jefferson that these athletes, Jefferson, hell, Steph Curry, they are more than happy to sabotage the following season to get a gold medal. The gold medal was more important to Steph than his teammates.
I guess
Melo
ruined it for me.
And we saw it play out.
Yeah, Melo ruined it for me.
Leave me alone this summer.
Evan, Melo ruined it when he fake cried. Like, dude, that's not an NBA Finals.
Well, those are real tears.
That's why he cried.
Stop! You're supposed to win! Don't, that doesn't supersede what you can't get.
KD's got like four.
He's a bad boy. Well, he got two, final MVPs. I like Melo. I just didn't like that. Like, you're not going to trick me. And real quick, Halle Berry. If we were together, I understand we probably wouldn't like the same TV shows. So that's how Justin Jefferson's view on the Olympics is to mine. Okay, you're good at your job. You're a pro. I don't agree. And he's throwing that out. Like,
this is going to be out there mossing the Congo in 3 years.
Do the Niners got a Jefferson? Yeah, IU.
Okay.
My man.
And Tony Jefferson.
The man.
I mean,
Robinson.
Well,
I like stars. I'm not ashamed to say it, Donnie.
Yeah.
We got Steph.
For now.
Yeah, we had Jimmy.
For now.
I'm mad.
You're unreal. Crossover coming up next. That means Dibley and Willard in the house. Segment brought to you by Safeway. You imbecile.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.